Welcome to another edition of the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to pro-Canadian comic book creators and supporters. It's June 4th, 2019. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Luke Bussey at Toronto Comic Arts Festival. Luke is a graphic designer by trade, but he's also the founder and editor of Pow Pow Press, along with the French language sister company Edition Pow Pow. Pow Pow Press was created to translate some of the French language books for a wider audience. During our chat, Luke talked about some of the newest published books, including The Pineapples of Wrath. He also explained the process for selecting particular books for publishing in Canada. Luke suggested that creators be available and promote themselves wherever possible to gain attention from publishers. But before we go further, here's some of the current news about Canadian comic book creators and supporters. Publishers Weekly interviewed Mariko Tamaki at BookCon 2019, who's promoting her new book, Harley Quinn Breaking Glass. As part of the interview, Mariko was asked about what it would take to revitalize the superhero genre of comic books. She was quoted as saying, "If I have the space with a character to tell a story without having to connect to a character's existing complex history, I try to focus on the parts of the character I really connect to. I try to bring in things that inspire me, that also fit with the character." You can read more at publishersweekly.com. Character Media held a question and answer session with Aminder Dhaliwal about her work in animation and her most recent work on Woman World. When asked how she got into illustration, Aminder was quoted as saying, "I've been into drawing for as long as I can remember. It's been a lifelong hobby. I think a lot of illustrators identify with being the artist in a group of friends in middle school and high school. My art was the scope of my identity back then, and it was what I felt I offered my friends." You can read more at charactermedia.com. Continuing with BookCon 2019, Publishers Weekly interviewed Faith Erin Hicks, who is promoting her illustrated work on Pumpkinheads with writer Rainbow Rowell. When asked about the best aspect of writing for young adults, Faith was quoted as saying, "Younger readers, both kids and teens, are a challenging audience. They are smart and won't sugarcoat things for you when they don't like a book you've made. But when they love something, there's no audience with a greater passion." You can read more at publishersweekly.com. Book Riot published an article entitled 10 Nostalgic Comics to Remind You of Your Youth. The list includes Nancy Drew, The Case of the Cold Case by Kelly Thompson and art by Jen St. Ange. Exit Stage Left, The Snagglepuss Chronicles by Mark Russell and art by Mike Feehan. Archie by Mark Wade with art by Fiona Staples. You can read more at bookriot.com. The Globe and Mail wrote about 5 D-Day books for the history buffs on the 75th anniversary of the Allied invasion of France. Notable on the list is Two Generals by Scott Chandler, based on the diary of his grandfather, Law Chandler, a lieutenant in the Highland Light Infantry of Canada. The article claims, "Chandler's illustrations, evocative framing and story structure give Two Generals a poignant immediacy that text alone can't equal." You can read more at theglobeandmail.com. And now, here's my chat with Luke Bussey at the Toronto Comic Arts Festival.
Our newest book, the debuting album, is the translation of a French published book we did earlier last year. It's called The Pineapples of Wrath. It's a tiki murder mystery happening in the Hawaiian neighborhood of Trois-Rivières, which is a fictionist neighborhood, of course. But it's a fun movie about solving a mystery about the neighbor who's been poisoned with pineapple juice. And the police can work on the case because they're having their annual corn roast festival. So yeah, a lot happening.
How do you? I know that talking to you last year, that it's a very selective process when you find your books. Can you tell me how you found this particular one?
It was quite easy because the author, she already did some book with us, so she proposed me the book. Even though I saw maybe 2 pages, I was already in because I have faith in her. So everything she does, it's really good. So yeah. That process is really quite easy. That part is easy.
Now, I remember, again, I go back to last year's panel, that traditionally a lot of publishers in Canada don't solicit work because there's so much. You'd be inundated. But but how would you recommend, let's say, people who are here at this show or at others to get published in Canada? Do you recommend any hints or tips?
First thing, I think it's trying to get you discovered by the publishers. So self-publish yourself, be present on the internet with a blog or something like that. But being present yourself at TCAF, take a table with your zine and stuff like that, you might get picked up by a bigger publishing house. That's how I've discovered some people's work. So because you have to draw all the time, do stuff, so you cannot wait on getting a deal with a publishing house. So you have to work and hopefully get discovered or something like that before. Yeah.
So you're here at Toronto Comic Arts Festival. What other events will you be at later on this year with your publishing group?
In 2 weeks, we're going to be at Montreal's Comic Art Festival. This is going to be the last festival of the season. The summer, there's not a lot happening, so it's next event, it's in September, and stuff in Montreal, Exposine, and we might go to Brooklyn again this year, and moving around, yeah.
So you've been to this event quite many times. Can you tell me, in comparing the two events, do you notice any similarities or differences for attendees?
I mean, in Montreal and in Toronto? It's different. I'd say in Montreal there's more families sort of showing up, because it's the event takes place in a public park, so it's outside under the table, the big tents and stuff. So there's a lot of people coming, just walking by and stopping, and so it's the feeling is different because of the outside being outside. Yeah.
And if people want to find out more about Pow Pow Press, where do you recommend they go?
Our website, because everything is there. You have excerpts of all our books, so it's a good place to start. And afterwards, of course, social media is easier, but our website is a good place to start, yeah.
Thanks to Luke for the chat. You can discover more about Pow Pow Press on Twitter at Pow Pow Press and online at powpowpress.com. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics Podcast. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to and like this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website and follow along on Twitter at True North Comics. Please send your feedback to info@TrueNorthCountryComics.com. Thanks again for listening. Come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics Podcast is copyright True North Country Comics, copyright 2019.